Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to a Biblical Perspective podcast, where God's point of view matters. I'm your host, Prophet C.T. Johnson. Join me as I boldly and unapologetically address the church's stance and position regarding an array of subjects and topics using the Word of God as the frame of reference. Are you ready? Let's hear what God has to say. Well, hello, family. Welcome to another episode of a Biblical Perspective podcast, where God's point of view is the only one that matters. I am your host, Prophet C.T. Johnson. We're going to deal with, on today's podcast, the subject of peace. However, I guarantee you that the prophetic perspective that we're going to present, unpack, and unfold before you today is going to be one that you have not heard before. So I want you to make sure that you stay tuned in, that you stay connected. Don't allow anything to distract you from plugging in, tuning in, listening, observing, able to not just ingest, but digest this word, this teaching, yea, this revelation, because I'm telling you, your life is going to be changed dramatically. And I mean that in the most positive way, because this teaching on peace is going to indeed empower your thinking and do what? Change your life. You know, that is one of our main mottos at C.T. Johnson Ministries. Empower your thinking, you will change your life. So we're going to deal with this subject of peace. But before we do, I want to share with you some important announcements. There are some great things that are happening at C.T. Johnson Ministries. There are some great things that we have in store for you, our listeners, right here on A Biblical Perspective. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break to share what I'm calling APB news and announcements, A Biblical Perspective news and announcements. So I'll be back right after APB news and announcements. Hey, family, Prophet C.T. Johnson here with A Biblical Perspective news and announcements. I'm excited to share with you that yours truly, Prophet C.T. Johnson, and C.T. Johnson Ministries are now affiliates with Charisma Media. That's right. We are affiliates of Charisma Media, and we're excited about some of the great things that God is doing through and even with Charisma. And I want you to be a part. The first thing I want to share with you is the Charisma Plus app. You need download the app whereby you can touch, listen, and feel the Spirit, and you will have access to Spirit-filled podcasts. You can stay up to date on news through a Christian lens and stay connected to the Spirit throughout your day. All you have to do is go to my website. I've made it very simple and easy for you. Go to ctjohnson.org. At the top of the page, click the tab that says CPN Affiliate, CPN Affiliate. And when you download the free Charisma Plus app, you help to support A Biblical Perspective podcast. We're also excited about the Charisma Magazine. Listen, you need to make sure that you subscribe, whereby you will have access to Spirit-filled articles, teachings, insights, prophetic words that I contribute to as the Lord reveals and speaks to me. Also, you'll gain tools that will help you develop intimate knowledge of the Holy Spirit. The Charisma Magazine offers all of this to Christians that are hungry for more of God. Charisma Magazine empowers believers to live life in the Spirit. So all you have to do for your subscription is go to my website again, ctjohnson.org, and click the tab that says CPN Affiliate. There you can download the Charisma Plus app and you can subscribe to receive the Charisma subscription. Huh? Is that not good news? And lastly, I want to extend the opportunity to partner with me and C.T. Johnson Ministries International in our mandate to declare truth and empower lives. In April of 2021, a Biblical Perspective podcast was birthed. In over 40 countries, the podcast is heard and downloaded. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us here at CTJM International in support of our mandate? The gospel is free. However, expensive is the cost to take it around the world. But your help and partnership make it possible for me to accomplish this weighty task. Also note that your financial support to C.T. Johnson Ministries International enables us to support missions all around the world, in particular, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Every month, CTJM International donates to St. Jude's mission to fight against childhood cancer. We use every dollar given to this ministry to fulfill the mandate of declaring truth and empowering lives. Go right now to the website, ctjohnson.org, click partnership, and sow your best seed today in support of the podcast, St. Jude, or however Holy Spirit leads you, whether a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Know that your financial support to this ministry assists us in taking the gospel of Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for partnering with me today. Know that I love you. This is Prophet Johnson with a Biblical Perspective news and announcements. Well, all right, family, govern yourselves accordingly. As you've heard, great things are happening right here at C.T. Johnson Ministries, the home of a Biblical Perspective podcast. And so I want you to make sure that you're connected, stay in the know so that you won't miss what God is going to do for you through this platform. All right. Your peace is your responsibility. Let that sit. Let that statement resonate. Let me say it once again. And I know some of you have never heard that before. Your peace is your responsibility. It's not God's. It's not Jesus's. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's not your leader. It's not your spouse's. It's not the responsibility of anyone other than you, yourself. Let me say it once again for the person in the back of the room. Your peace is your responsibility. If you're going to obtain it, that is on you. That responsibility, that assignment, that task to obtain peace is the responsibility of the individual whom desires it. And if that peace obtained is going to be maintained, it is the responsibility of the individual. Now, Jesus, and we're going to address and or look at some scriptures, certain scriptures that are going, that's going to further validify the teaching today. So get ready. But Jesus, he is the supplier of the peace, the God kind of peace, the peace that surpasses our understanding. All right. That is discussed in the scriptures in John 14:27. Let me just drop that right there. We're going to look at that. In Philippians 4:7, let's drop that there for my note takers, but we're going to deal with those two scriptures in particular in conjunction with another that we're getting ready to hit here shortly. But I want you, and I'm being repetitive in regards to this statement, because I want you to really understand that operating in the peace of God, operating in the peace that surpasseth our understanding. What does that mean? That means that there is a type of peace available. It's supernatural, of course. It's eternal, of course. But there is a type of peace made available. Catch this. To the elect of God, to those that are in the beloved, there is a peace that cannot be shaken, that cannot be altered, that cannot be defeated. However, if you're going to be a recipient of said peace, then you must do what's required. You must do what you're responsible for in order to access this peace that's available. It's available, but not everyone is going to do what's required to access it. Not everyone's going to do what's required to obtain it, yea, and maintain it. Just because something is accessible to you does not make it automatically active, or yeah, it doesn't, just because something is accessible to you doesn't mean that it's automatically activated, or that what's accessible, just because you have access to it, does not mean that it automatically begins to operate or function in your life just because you have access to it. You have access to it, but if you're going to utilize it, I could give you access to my car. I could give you access to it. I could give you permission to utilize it. However, if you don't do what's required as it pertains to receiving the keys, if you don't, after receiving the keys, get up and make your way toward the vehicle and open the door, put the key in the ignition, or nowadays with all of the technological advances we've made, even in the automobile industry, the push start vehicle, because my car is one of those push starts, or actually you turn the knob to the right in what I drive. But however, I want you to, hopefully you're understanding, hopefully you're seeing your, I'm painting a very vivid picture for you in regards to, just because I say, hey, you can use my car, me saying that does not put you in the car automatically. I trust that's making sense. There are steps that you must take, not me, not the person providing the vehicle. I've done what I'm responsible for doing, or I've done what was required in order for you to have access. I gave you permission. I gave you access. All right. But if you're going to utilize the vehicle, if the access you've been given is going to benefit you as it pertains to the vehicle, using this analogy, there are responsibilities, there are steps that you must take if you're going to benefit from the vehicle that I have given you access to. And I'm telling you, the peace of God, glory, that peace that surpasses our understanding, whereby you cannot fathom, or rather you cannot articulate, you cannot explain, how is it that you are maintaining your emotional and mental equilibrium in the midst and despite the chaos and the confusion and the literal hellacious environment that many of you are exposed to. But that's what the peace that Jesus provides, that is accessible and available to us, this peace, your mental, or rather, this peace, this type of peace, this kind of peace, you can't explain how is it it's able to maintain or able to ground you, a better word, it's able to ground you in the midst and despite what you're going through. Your understanding, you cannot logically explain how is it that everything around you, everything external, is tore up, jacked up. However, internally, you're stable. Internally, you're not just surviving, but thriving, and you're conquering and you're overcoming. Is there anyone listening to the prophet that wants this type of peace operating in your life? Well, it's available. We have access to it if we are the elect of God, if we're in Christ. However, as I shared with the analogy, just because you have been given access to something does not automatically activate what you have access to. It does not automatically bring about effect. It does not automatically begin functioning and operating simply because you have access. You have responsibility. And so your peace, let me say it again, is your responsibility. Now, I want to further establish this teaching by reading a brief excerpt from an article that will be published by yours truly, written by your, not published. This article was written by yours truly, but it will be published in Charisma Magazine via the Charisma app. So the article may already, by the time you listen to this podcast, the article may have already been published by Charisma. And so make sure that you read it, because reading the article and having heard this teaching is going to benefit you in a great way, because you will have received this teaching. And then when you read the article after having heard the teaching, reading the article is just going to illuminate further. It's going to illuminate some things. It's going to help you better understand what you've been taught. It's going to put everything in perspective for you. So look out for that article in regards to peace being your responsibility. But I want to read this brief excerpt. In the past 2 years, the country, nation, and the world experienced change like never before, culturally, politically, economically, institutionally, and domestically. Modifications were all around us and even forced upon us. As a result, many are anxious, emotionally unstable, and full of fear. Does this describe you? And think about that, really. And be honest in your assessment of yourself. Be honest, because as I state in the article, from 2020 up to 2021, I said the past 2 years in this article, and really some things started happening in 2019 that bled over or ran over into 2020. But however, within the past couple of years, again, we have, as a nation, as a country, as a world, we've experienced change like never before. And change, well, I don't want to get too much into it. The article deals with what I was getting ready to say in great detail. So again, make sure that you go and read the article when it's published. But my point, because of all of the changes that has occurred in the last few years. And again, a great majority of those changes were forced upon us. There was nothing that we could do. But as a result, there are many that became anxious. They became emotionally unstable and full of fear. Back to the article. I asked, does this describe you? Have you so conditioned your mind with propaganda, assumptions, and fallacy that your peace has been left unguarded and defenseless? Think about that. And many people, again, I told you I was going to deal with this subject of peace from an aspect, from a point of view that most of us have never heard before. And it was several years ago when Holy Spirit began to deal with me as it pertains to peace being our responsibility, because I was experiencing, like all of us, experiencing life in various shapes and forms, being confronted with circumstances that I didn't plan for, that in some instances I could not have prepped myself for, and in other circumstances I did plan, but the plan didn't go as planned. And so, you know, that's life. And so, like all of us, we have opportunity to fear. We have opportunity to just literally throw up our hands, throw in the towel, throw it out, give up because of the opposition, because of the kickback, because of propaganda, because of the lack of support, whatever the reasons may be. All of us have opportunity to give in to the pressures of fear, or give in to the pressure in which fear is presenting and or forcing upon us because of economic calamity, because of domestic circumstances, whatever the case may be. However, I want you to get this. Again, in the article, I ask, have you so conditioned your mind with propaganda, with rumors, with assumptions, with fallacy, with untruths, with those things that promote fear and literally develop fear, and to help validify or solidify fear, to help root fear? Many of us are assisting the enemy in his agenda to plant fear because of what we're listening to, because of what we're focusing on, because of what we're meditating on. Listen, many of you right now, you are literally horrified in regards to leaving your house, socializing, fellowshipping, connecting with family, because of having inundated yourself with COVID, having inundated yourself with information as it pertains to the Delta variant. Listen, I'm telling you, by the Holy Ghost of God, I'm telling you how, or rather, the condition of your mind sets you up for either failure or success. Let me just say it in the most simplistic way. How you've conditioned your mind sets you up for success or failure. What does the Bible say? Well, you know what? I just don't want to say, what does the Bible say? Let's read what I was getting ready to quote. Let's read the text in which I was getting ready to quote. All right. I want to look at Proverbs I want to look at Proverbs. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Very familiar passage for many, most of you listening. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The A portion of that verse, Proverbs 23, 7. As he thinketh, so is he. So what you focus on, the conditions of your mind will establish the outcomes of your life. You remember, some of you may remember the saying, you are what you eat. Well, what that statement says is you become what you consistently ingest. What you consistently eat, you become. All right. Is that making sense? And so what you eat mentally, what you eat mentally, how do we eat mentally? We eat mentally based upon what we listen to, music, information, news falls in that category. The word of God, gossip, propaganda, all of that. What you listen to, what you give your attention to, conditions your thought process. It develops your mental environment. And based upon your thought life, catch this, the reality of your life manifests. Based upon your thought life, based upon what you consistently think on, dwell on, focus on, will eventually manifest in your reality. Because what is thought eventually is spoken, and what is spoken eventually materializes. I'm teaching good today on a biblical perspective. Let me say that again. What you think eventually produces your words, and what you speak eventually produces your world, your reality. And so many, and it could be some of you listening to the prophet right now, but if you hear and apply what Holy Spirit is teaching, you can change your life, because this type of word is empowering your thinking. And so because many have conditioned their mind with negativity, with doubt, unbelief, disbelief, everything contrary to God, now their peace is at stake. Now the slightest disruption throws them off, causes them to have a breakdown. The slightest disruption causes you to just lose it. Any type of bad news. If your job tells you, well, we're changing your direct deposit from Monday to Tuesday, and you have been conditioning your mind with COVID, 24 hours a day, and the Delta variant, and all of the other aspects that go along with what we're dealing with in this plandemic. And that was not a mistake of pronunciation. I said what I said. In this plandemic, if you've been conditioning your mind with everything except that which is truth, see, truth cannot be changed. Truth cannot be penetrated. Truth, I feel Jesus. Truth cannot be defeated. The truth of God's word. Truth does not change. Facts change. But the power of the truth of God's word has the ability to change the facts, to conform the facts, to identify with the truth. And if you've been conditioning your mind with foolishness, filth, junk, then again, the slightest disruption, the smallest thing that comes to shake your comfort, challenge your comfort, challenge your peace, because listen, you've been conditioning your mind with everything other than that which is designed to strengthen your peace. Now you find yourself crumbling, falling out, crying, ready to commit suicide. I'm teaching real good here. This is some serious stuff. And I hope you're seeing how when you fail to defend and guard your peace, how do you do that? How do I do that, Prophet? How do I guard my peace? How do I defend my peace? I just shared with you some points on how to do that. You have to condition your mind accordingly. And so many have left their peace unguarded and defenseless. They have left their peace fragmented, distorted, because they have not conditioned their mind accordingly. They have not done what they are required to do and responsible for in order for the peace of God to remain enacted, intact, functioning. Your peace is your responsibility. I'm going to say that I don't know how many more times during this episode. Your peace is your responsibility. Now, you know, I'm going to back this up with Bible, because we're on a biblical perspective podcast, huh? Isaiah 26:3. Let's look at that. Isaiah 26:3. Before I read Isaiah 26:3, let me preface it by this statement. And I say this in the article. What we constantly think, meditate about, listen to this, either strengthens or weakens our peace and determines the level and degree of God's involvement to assist in guarding it. Let that sit. Let that settle. Let that statement sink in. And Isaiah 26:3, it validifies that point. I don't care who tells you opposite of what I just told you, because what I told you didn't come from Johnson's experiences, didn't come from Johnson's, it didn't come from my ideology. It's not my opinion. It's not my assessment of whatever. It's the word of God. What you constantly think, meditate on, or about strengthens or weakens your peace. And many of you have weak peace because you have fed your mind on junk, foolishness, fear, disbelief, and you're filled with anxiety. You're filled with worry. Your sleep is affected when your peace is defected. Good God, help me. I had to hit the bell on that. Good God almighty, that thing touched me down in the city of my sanctified soul. Let me hit the bell once more. Yes, Lord. Many of you listening under the sound of my voice, your peace is affected because your sleep is affected because your peace is defective. Defected. You have defected peace. And your sleep is affected. Your relationships are affected. Your relationship with God. Can we talk about God on his podcast? Let's put our earthly terrestrial relationships to the side for a minute. Many of you, you have no, that your relationship with God is rocky because of how you've conditioned your mind. You don't have any, you don't have peace in what he's said. You don't have peace in what he has declared. You don't have peace in what he has established by the power of his word, because you have not conditioned yourself with that which supports the peace of God. See, many of us have conditioned our minds with that which supports worldly or carnal peace. And Jesus even said it in John 14. Let me just go there and read it while the Holy Ghost is doing his good teaching. Let's go to John, and then I'm going to go to Isaiah. I have not forgotten, but the Holy Spirit is doing his thing. Let's go to John 14. Let's go to John 14 and verse 27. Verse 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." I'm leaving it. God help me. I'm trying not to hit this bell again. He says, "I'm leaving it with you." You have access to the peace that not only I provide, you have access to the peace not only that I utilize, you have peace not only, rather, Jesus says, "I'm leaving you peace." The peace, let me calm down. I'm getting excited. Okay. I'm so excited that my mouth and my brain aren't in sync right now. So let me calm down. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." So not only did Jesus give us access to the peace he utilized while he was on this earth, catch this, but peace is a person. Oh God, can you get that? Peace is not a feeling, not the peace of God, not the peace that Jesus was speaking of here. He says, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you." Well, how did he leave us peace? Remember, in another account, Jesus says, "I have to go. I've got to get up out of here. My assignment on earth, my assignment as the Savior has been fulfilled. It's now time for me to return back to the Father." All right. He says, "But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. And if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit cannot come." Are y'all seeing this? Peace is a person. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, is the peace that kept Jesus grounded, that kept Jesus in tune and connected to the Father. So the peace that he was leaving was not something emotional. It was not carnal. It was not sensual. He was actually informing them, preparing them for the Holy Spirit. He says, "The peace I leave with you is actually a person. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, not as the world gives, not as the world gives." So what is Jesus saying here? That there are two types of peace and are two kinds of peace. There is the peace that the Holy Spirit is. Did you catch that? There's the peace that Jesus gave us access to by way of the Holy Ghost. And then there is carnal peace, worldly peace, natural peace, whereby everything has to be in place, in its proper place, all of your ducks in a row, all of your I's dotted and your T's crossed in order for you to have worldly, carnal peace, which is based upon the circumstance and or situations. It's conditional. That's the word I was endeavoring to pull. The world's peace is conditional, but the peace that Jesus said, "I'm leaving with you," is not based upon any worldly, carnal conditions. Everything around you can be tore up. Cancer diagnosis, child acting in all manners contrary to how they were raised. Financial deficits, financial economic perplexities, everything. Listen, the bottom just didn't fall out. It disappeared. You can't trace it. You can't track it. And everything that can go wrong has gone wrong and more. But yet, glory to God, others contemplated and attempted suicide. But yet you're pressing in the more to the assignment of God for your life, pressing in more to the purpose and the destiny of God. Why? Because you are guarding the peace that you have been given access to. You're defending it based upon, or rather you're guarding it and you're defending it based upon what you have focused on. I hope that made sense. So Jesus says, listen, he says, the peace that I leave, let me get out of this. I've got to move. I got caught up. But this is good, isn't it? Isn't this good? He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Notice, he says, let not your heart be troubled. So if your heart is troubled, it's because you let it. If you're afraid, it's because you allowed yourself to enter into fear. See, back to my statement, your peace is your responsibility. Jesus says, I've given you access to the peace that I used, that I utilized, to the peace, giving you access to the peace that abides within me. Hallelujah. He says, so let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart fear. How do you prohibit your heart from fearing and being afraid? It's based upon how you've conditioned your mind. It's based upon how you have conditioned your mind. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Who's thou? God. Who's thou? Holy Spirit. All right. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Perfect. Hold, nothing missing, nothing broken. Perfect peace. The peace of God is not fragmented. The peace of God is not based upon conditions. I just said that. I just taught that point. The peace of God, Jesus, he says, I'm giving you the peace I'm leaving is not equivalent to the peace of the world. The world's peace is conditional. All the conditions must be favorable in order for the world's peace to manifest in your life. But rest assured, it's temporary, because the world's peace is predicated upon conditions. Conditions guide, control, dictate the outcomes, or rather dictates, controls the strength, the stability, the fortitude of the world's peace, but not the peace of Jesus, which is not a feeling, an emotion, or a sense, or a sensation. It's a person. I'm going to say that again and again. All right. So back to Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Catch this. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Not the vaccine. I don't trust in the vaccine. I trust in thee. And me maintaining my trust in thee, in the one true and living God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, because Jesus is Lord, by me trusting in him, in thee, the peace that he provides, the peace that is strengthened and fortified through his power, that peace will guard me, guide me, direct me. That peace will release tranquility. That peace will bring equilibrium to every aspect of my life, regardless of what's happening. But you have to trust in thee. But trusting, see, you won't trust in what you don't focus on. In other words, because it says, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. The reason that my mind is consistently conditioned by the word of God is because I trust it. All right, I just said something. So now let's flip it. Many of you, you consistently condition your mind with all that's happening concerning the coronavirus, COVID-19, the vaccine, because you trust in that more than you trust in God. See, you can determine what a person trusts in. You can determine what a person has placed their confidence in based upon their constant focus and or obsession about it. Based upon their conversation, if whatever, whomever dominates your conversation dominates your thought life, and whatever dominates your thought life will determine whatever dominates your thought life proves. Oh, how can I say this? What dominates your thought life, you trust in. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What dominates your thought life, you trust in. And that's why it dominates your thought life, because you trust in it. You have developed confidence in it. You have built and pledged an allegiance to it. And so there are many that have more confidence in the COVID vaccine. And I'm not telling you to get it. I'm not telling you not to get it. You do what you feel you need to do. I know what the Lord told me and things of that nature. And I'm not going to get into all of that, because this podcast, this episode rather, is about peace. We're not talking about specifically about COVID or the virus or the vaccine rather, but I'm referencing it because, hey, it's real. We've been dealing with it for 2 years. All of us can relate, but I'm referencing it to help build my point that, again, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So whatever your mind is staying on, as it were, whatever you're consistently focused on, your mind is focused on that because your trust has been established in it. And so when you talk to folks, when I have conversation with people and everything out of their mouth is COVID, is this, is my problems, is my trouble, is my illness, is my sickness, is my marriage, that lets me know what dominates your conversation and or the focal point of your conversation lets me know what you have developed, built, established trust in. It's not God, because if it was God, I would have heard more about God, more about his word, more about his power, more about his ability, more about him empowering you as you conform and comply and apply his word and his instruction. So your peace, I'm saying it again. That's right. Your peace is your responsibility. Let me finish my verse. Thou will keep, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace. But God keeping you by his peace, or keeping you in his peace, or you abiding in the peace of God, you abiding in the person of the Holy Spirit. Because I told you, peace is a person. It's not just not the peace of God, not the peace that Jesus references in John 14 and 27, nor the peace referenced here in Isaiah 26 and 3. Peace is a person. See? And I'm going to prove that in Philippians, and then I'm going to sign off. But you and I have responsibility. We have actions that we have to perform. There is a compliance that's required on our part in order for the peace that we have access to be activated, to go into operation, to do what it's designed to do. Glory to God. Let's look at Philippians 4 and 8. Well, let's read verse 7 into verse 8. Philippians 4, let's start at verse 7. All right. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. That's what I've been for the past, 46 minutes endeavoring to build, push into your spirit, that the peace of God surpasses our understanding. You aren't able to explain how you're still standing in the midst of all that you're going through and or have experienced and or dealing with, other than it's the peace of God. And it does not operate by osmosis. The peace of God is holding me, is keeping me, is protecting me, because I am doing my part. I'm keeping my mind stayed on him. I'm conditioning my mind with that which fortifies the peace of God, which is his word. Okay. So again, Philippians 4 and 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. See, God's peace is a guarder. God's peace is a protector. And God's peace is a preserver. Okay. But listen, he'll do all of this. The peace of God does all of this. It will. And the peace of God that cannot be articulated, the peace of God that cannot be explained through or by your senses, will guard your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. Notice it does not say by Christ Jesus. It says through Christ Jesus. And that was the New King James version that I read. That was the New King James. And now the King James, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through. I want you to underline through, if you're taking notes. Through Christ Jesus. I told you, peace, the peace that Jesus references in John 14, 27, that Paul references in Philippians 4 and 7. And that Isaiah references in his book in that 26th chapter and 3rd verse, peace is a person. And I just proved it scripturally right there in Philippians 4 and 7. Through Christ, not by, through. So peace is the peace of God is accessed through the person of Jesus Christ. And he is now abiding in us by way of the Holy Ghost. See, peace is a person. So if you're abiding in Christ, and yea, more importantly, he abiding in you. He abiding in you. Then the peace that he is, glory to God, not just has, but the handorose, glory. Let me hit the bell. The peace that he is, hallelujah, will guard, fight, protect, instruct, direct. Is that not good stuff? I ask, is that not good stuff? So again, dear hearts, I say to you, your peace is your responsibility. It's not the responsibility of anyone else. It is yours. Jesus has done what he was responsible for in order for us to have access to the peace that he provides, and yea, the peace that he is. However, it is up to us to comply with the principles of the word, to comply with what the word outlines and specifies are the prerequisites and the requirements for the peace that Jesus provides and is to be accessed, obtained, and we maintain this peace, this unexplainable peace, this unshakable peace, glory to God. We maintain it by what we condition our minds with. Let me close with the 8th verse of Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, are you listening? Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. Good report. See, the news media is not giving us any good report regarding COVID. So turn it off, especially if you are inundating your mind with COVID, 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 the vaccine, 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 President Biden, 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 24/7. Listen, I'm telling you, that's why your hair is falling out. That's why you're biting your nails. That's why for some you're losing weight, others you're gaining weight, because you are conditioning your mind with what fear is fueled with. I'm teaching by the Holy Ghost today. Huh? Whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate, concentrate, focus, dwell on these things. See, that's why I love the word of God, because God never leaves us out there by ourselves without instruction, without direction, without his intel, without his input, without his wisdom. The problem is we don't seek it. We don't inquire him for it. We don't ask for it. The Bible says he who lacks wisdom, what? Ask. Ask for what is needed in order for you to walk in accordance to God's will for your life. I told you, what we constantly think, meditate on, or about strengthens or weakens our peace, and it determines the level and degree of God's involvement. See, some of us have prohibited God from involving himself, inserting himself in our circumstance and our situation, aiding us to the level that he wants in regards to our peace, because we have not done due diligence. We have not done what's required of us in order for our peace to be strengthened and fortified and backed by heaven's army. Because we're not thinking, we're not meditating, we're not conditioning our minds with what fuels our peace. Many are conditioning their minds with what fuels fear. Are you listening? So if you want the peace of God that will surpass your understanding, then you have to condition your mind with what fuels peace and not with what fuels fear. Your peace, pull close to your electronic device in which you're listening to me by and hear the prophet once again. Your peace, dear heart, my brother, my sister, your peace is your responsibility. I've got to go. I am out of time, but never out of word. I want you to share today's episode, today's podcast with someone. Someone, and again, someone. Share this word. Don't hoard this word. You know it empowered your thinking. You know your life is beginning to change, beginning to turn, beginning to shift for the good, for the better. And so why don't you help do that and help make that possible in the life of someone else? Share this word and help me strengthen a biblical perspective podcast by going to wherever you listen to podcasts and rate the podcast. Would y'all do that for me? Would you do that for Prophet C.T. Johnson this week? Just don't listen and be blessed by the word and download it for yourself, but go, it will only take a few minutes, rate the podcast and give me your feedback. Rate it, subscribe, and then give me your feedback. If a biblical perspective has been a blessing to you, I want to know. And then go to a Biblical Perspective podcast check-in page on Facebook and become a part of that community so I can interact with you one-on-one. All right. Govern yourselves according to the APB news and announcements. And again, share this word with a friend, loved one, enemy. This word can turn them from your enemy to your friend. And some of them, it's not that they dislike you, it's just that they're operating in the world's peace. They're operating according to the sensual, carnal peace that the world provides, and they're just uptight because their world is torn upside down. But if you put this word in their proximity, in their hands, God can do some great things. So again, rate the podcast for Prophet. If you would be so kind, let me know what you think. Subscribe to the podcast, and I'll be back next time with another powerful teaching. I want to thank you for listening to a Biblical Perspective podcast, where God's point of view matters, with yours truly, Prophet C.T. Johnson. If you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to rate and subscribe to the podcast at cpnshows.com, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen. To learn more about myself and C.T. Johnson Ministries International, visit the website at ctjohnson.org and text CTJM to 855-686-1201. Connect with me on social media via Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse at CTJ Ministries, on Facebook and YouTube at CT Johnson Ministries. Tune in next week as we boldly and unapologetically share God's point of view.